President Bush leaves the Middle East today after a summit on the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon promised yesterday to remove some settlements in the West Bank, while Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas promised to end terrorism against Israelis. As part of a series of commentaries on the Middle East, David Ehrlich says it's difficult to be optimistic about yet another peace process.
We Israelis have chosen a creative noun to describe the way we live now. Hamatzav, literally, the situation. When we talk about Hamatzav, we throw into one word the suicidal attacks, the suffocating atmosphere, and the difficulty to make ends meet. Surprisingly, we've gotten used to it. But I can't imagine living like this forever. 2.5 years of Intifada have taken their huge toll, not only in lives and blood, but also in business. The environment for the economy has moved from bad to worse. With hardly any foreign investments, almost zero tourists, and growing numbers of unemployed, people have had enough. Both Israelis and Palestinians feel increasingly frustrated as they struggle to keep afloat. I can tell you from my own experience as a small business owner. Each month, when payday approaches, I pray that my bank will honor the checks that I write. If I were the bank manager, I probably wouldn't. The summit that has just ended in Aqaba reflected the realization that this region needs peace. But it also showed that no matter how much American pressure there is, the parties are as far from each other as they've always been. I hate to be skeptical, but I am. Both Palestinian and Israeli leaders say they're willing to make concessions and blame the other side for causing trouble. Thus, the main ingredients for peace are missing: goodwill and hope. You need hope to overcome the huge difficulties and differences. You need goodwill to put down the guns and tanks and bombs. I have a hard time believing that the current leaders could rise to the occasion. The new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has good intentions, but lacks the power to implement his ideas. The boss is still Yasser Arafat, who's hiding terrorism behind smiles. Surprisingly, it is the Israeli Premier Ariel Sharon who's showing first signs of courage to make peace. He's also the only Israeli leader who could stand up to the extreme right wing and the settlers who do anything to hamper an agreement. This region is almost literally a tinderbox. It won't take more than one bomb to set the whole land on fire again. The late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin used to talk about a window of opportunity. His has closed up, but maybe a new, very little one, is opening up. However, it will take leaders of Rabin's caliber and vision to seize the opportunity and make the impossible possible.
The comments of David Ehrlich, a writer who owns a bookstore in Jerusalem. Tomorrow, another perspective on the Middle East peace process.